I have Buddy here in the studio with his band. We're going to play a track from his untitled debut LP. It's called Say A Lot by Buddy. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
Cold and rings around your head never show. We don't seem like ourselves anymore. Never really takes a lot to lose you. Make a wish on a fallen star. Wish I was who you wish I was. Never really takes a lot to lose you. I don't have to say a lot to lose you.
My guest is Buddy. They are here right now, live in the Kill Radio studio. Say hello, everyone. Seriously, everyone. Go ahead and say hello. Why don't we start with introductions, and then we'll dive right into a live song, and then get into the rest of it. So, Buddy, hello. Who are you?
I'm Buddy.
Well said.
I'm here to, this over here is Will on the bass. Will Golden. Over here is Phil Cronengold on the keys.
Howdy.
Fat Albert Scrow on the percussion.
Hola.
And Percy de Montmarché.
Hello.
On the guitar.
And is this the official Buddy band? Is this the gang you always play with?
Yeah, and Michael Jerome sometimes as well.
All right, were you guys ready to jump into a live song?
For sure.
All right, my guest is Buddy. You can check him out at myspace.com/Buddy. He's here in the studio at Kill Radio, and you're listening to Is Good.
You'll be holding your breath until you're blue. You won't let them look, read you like a book, long overdue. I won't ask for much, I won't ask for anything. I won't ask for much, as long as you come back for me. It's only fear keeps you away from here, keeps you from me. You can't see the spark, 'cause you're afraid of the dark, and I'm afraid of the day you leave. I won't ask for much, I won't ask for anything at all. I won't ask for much, I won't ask for anything, as long as you come back, as long as you come back for me. Maybe we took way too long waiting for someone to come look for us here. Maybe I took way too long waiting for you to come back, for you to just come back for me. Every day that passed, I thought you'd never ask, and you never did. I'm happy for your ring, sorry for everything I never said. So I won't ask for much, I won't ask for anything at all. I won't ask for much, I won't ask for anything at all. I won't ask for much, as long as you come back, as long as you come back, as long as you come back for me.
Ah, I do. I feel really bad for the audience that's out there that can't see what an amazing setup this is with all of you guys crammed into this little space.
And then I was the only one that played on that tonight.
Well, and the keyboard, yeah. Actually, I wanted to address that. One of the things that strikes me about your music is that it would be very easy for you to just be guy and a guitar. You know, I can picture the whole thing being done quite well, and you know, in your living room and just playing all these songs. But from what I've heard, and even in this song, which is pretty pared down, you use a lot of different elements in your music. It's not enough to be guy and a guitar. You have that effect. You have the keyboard and the percussion. Tell me about that process, about sort of being more than just Buddy on his guitar, but creating a larger sound.
Honestly, I think just purely acoustic or whatever. I think it gets a little boring after a while, really, for me. Like, you know.
So just it's for you as a performer. You like having more things to think about.
And just musically, sonically, I think it just. I think it just gets, you know, songs get a lot more enhanced when the more interesting they become. And I think if you're limited to, and I think I get really sick of just the singer-songwriter, guitar, vocal only. And I just didn't want to be that guy, I guess. So yeah.
How did you find people to fill those spaces for
I
you?
Got super lucky. I played the first time I ever played was by myself at the Hotel Cafe, which in Hollywood, which is just the greatest place. And I met Percy here on guitar. He was working the door, and Will on bass was working the sound that night. And so I met those guys that night, and Percy and I hit it off right away. And then we started playing together, and then I met Will, and then Al, and then Phil through those guys. So it just kept snowballing.
What's the deal with Hotel Cafe? Why is the general quality level of music that goes through that place so much higher than a lot of the other venues?
It's just definitely the guys who run it. It's Max and Marco run the Hotel Cafe, and they just do a really good job of just caring all the time and trying to find like new. You know, they're more into the community of it and the way that of finding, you know, seeking out new people as well as supporting the ones that have been around, and just. It just really creates a great, really great vibe there, and so it definitely trickles down from those guys for sure.
Now I want to hear from the rest of the band
to see
if you're telling the truth about, you know, this character Buddy coming up to you and saying, "Hey, you know, I'm a guy on a guitar, but I want to make a band. How can I do that?" I saw that, Percy. I'll let you go first. You strapped.
I'm breaking stuff here. the truth is, I met Buddy in an alley. he was whistling. And I was looking for new sounds. And
you were looking for a whistler?
Well, you know, something new in the whistling area of music, because it's been a while since we've got something groundbreaking. And I just thought it was amazing. And he's got such a big heart. And it comes through in his lyrics and his whistling. And, you know, it's great that there's someone like Buddy out there making good music. Al?
Yes, it's inspiring. I'm inspired. I met Buddy through Will, you know. Will and I have a studio together, and, you know, I met Will at the Hotel Cafe because I used to do the sound there when they started, and then met Will, and then Buddy played, met Buddy, and, you know, yeah, he's just, you know, he's a good dude. You can tell when you listen to it, and it's good to hang out. I don't play with people unless they're a good hang, you know.
Well, you're already in, you and Percy are already have your own another project.
Yeah,
you
and Will. Knifey Head, you know, we got the Knifey Head thing. It's so a power trio. So,
was there any apprehension at all about, you know, joining another band, doing another project, and sort of dividing your time?
No, I mean, it's all kind of the part of the same thing right now. You know, it's all like.
Let me feel this one. We're just trying to get really rich, so you got to go as many bands as possible.
Come to
all
the right
the
industry. Yeah.
Will's got his own rap band. Phil does some opera that we all back him up on. It's awesome. Quite amazing.
I'm gonna pass the mic to Philson here.
Howdy. I saw Buddy playing as a four piece with everyone but me. I guess it was last.
You felt left out.
No, I'm kind of new in town, so yes. And they played two songs, and I was pretty well blown away, and I think I may have physically threatened Buddy if he didn't let me into his band. I definitely did. I just don't think I ever apologized.
Tell me about what you're playing there.
Oh, this is a Radio Shack-made realistic Moog synthesizer. I call it R2-D2.
That's pretty old school. Is that what you usually play?
This and other toys, yeah.
Have you sort of resisted modernizing? You like using the older equipment?
I do both. I definitely have a lot of shiny things with high price tags on them, and they're never as cool. I think I got this for $120, and it's the best thing I've ever bought.
And Will, tell me about how you how Buddy came to you and.
It was when I was working at the cafe, and I was doing sound a lot. It's right when I moved out, and you'd see like five bands a night, every night pretty much. And so you got really used to the mundanity of just what happens a lot of times. And then Buddy came through, and it's just you just see it, and immediately you're just like, I don't want to play with that guy. You know, it was like 3 months after I moved to town.
Does that screw with your head at all? Like seeing so many bands, sort of you get. Ear fatigue and
well, yeah,
not really
learn,
appreciate music
you
the same
learn
way.
A lot of what not to do, you know, like never say that or never Never do that.
Never drink that much again. Yeah,
but then there's a shorter list, but a good list of things that are amazing. Some people do amazing things, you know, and it's really encouraging that good stuff is happening, you know?
But every once in a while, a band comes through like Buddy that sort of inspires you to work on
your own music.
You can
really tell
the
good stuff when you see everything, you know? So it's nice.
Well, Buddy, you've paid them well.
I know. I want to hug everybody in this room.
It's a small room. You could probably do it without getting out of your chair. Why don't we play another track from this LP? I want to ask you just real quick. This is not available yet, is it?
No, we just finished it. We just got some promo copies like last week.
How long have you all been together as a band, as a cohesive unit?
Actually, I think the first time we played together was, or the four of us was. I actually broke my arm like last January, so it's probably a year. So yeah, a year ago January. So.
And how long did it take to put together this CD? It has. Quite
about a year
tracks.
And a half, I guess. Yeah.
Do you recommend a track we should play next?
Yeah, maybe play the second one there. It's called Westgate.
All right, cool. We're going to play a track, and we're going to come back and do some live stuff. My guest is Buddy. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
If I don't fall, push me. I hate the things you love.
listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and my guest is Buddy. This is, I always phrase it like this. I should probably stop, come up with a new line. But what went wrong in your life that made you want to become a musician? How did you know to pick up a guitar in the first place?
I don't know. I got super into music when I was a kid, I think. Mostly, probably escapism at first. I was like, I don't know. I started buying records when I was like 6 or 7 because I have older siblings, you know.
They have a lot of records around.
Yeah,
around
they
the
were
house.
Really into it, so I started getting into it. And I started rocking on my tennis racket, and then I finally saved up for a guitar. And my brother and I bought a guitar together.
Do you do a good air guitar?
The best. Yeah. So we bought a guitar, and then I just got super into it. And
you taught yourself how to play?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I taught myself, which you can tell when you watch me play.
And at what point did you start? It was at the same time, did you start writing songs and regulars?
Yeah, I did.
Were the first couple of things you were writing about? What was interesting to you at that
first
time?
First one was, like, I think, about my mom's tuna casserole that I hated. And I was like 13. But it was more just stuff. I think it just kept building. I didn't play songs in front of people forever. So I would just write songs in my room when I was supposed to be doing homework and stuff. And
at what point did you decide, okay, I need to show this to someone?
I started to want to, like, pretty early on, but I was just kind of wimped out for a long time. And then I moved to Austin for a while, about, 7 years ago or 8 years ago.
And that place is like music mecca.
Uh-huh. I know, yeah. It was really fun, and Austin's great. And I played in a band there for a little while, but very shortly. And then I always just wanted to play the songs I wrote, and finally, so I moved here to do it, and then it took me 3 years to actually go and do it. So it just, I'm a slow mover.
Well, but it's not easy. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. Yeah. Tell me about writing your songs and the things that you want to say now as an adult. You know, now that you've gotten over the tuna casserole incident, tell me about, are we talking about lost love, personal experiences, political message?
It's all that. It's a lot of times just things that are bothering me, or even things about maybe that I see in other people that I'm close to that are bothering them, and I can somehow relate to it or find a, at least insert my own opinion on it, you know, and kind of just...
How frequently do songs come up? You know, I mean, do you walk down the street, you see something, go, I got to write a song down real quick?
Not like that. No, it's usually stuff that, like, kind of bugs me for a little while, you know? Like, I can't stop thinking about, and then...
So it's, like, the only way you can finally express how you feel about it is writing a song.
Yeah, because it's kind of therapeutic or whatever.
So. Spoken like a true musician.
Yeah, that sounded so cliche.
No, but it's true. There's a reason why it's cliche, you know? Right. So you guys ready to dive into another live song?
Sure.
All right, what do you have for
us? This song's called Apologize. It's also going to be on the new one.
All right, cool. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org, and my guest is Buddy.
Stay where you are. Where I'm going, our luck will change on the inside. Don't stray away. The first time everyone you used to be is changing, more or less they're less of the same. You could take a million more chances, couldn't give yourself a of yourself away if you tried. stray away. Where I'm going, say what they mean for the last time. The beast changing, more or less, they're less of the same. You could take a million more chances, couldn't give yourself away, couldn't give yourself away if you tried. Yourself away, couldn't give yourself away.